Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This guy's on the inside. It's time to hear from Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 on your AM. It is a Bucks Tuesday. We continue with Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball insider.
Ah, the master.
The master, Gary Wolfel with the Racine Journal-Times. We'll see him at the toy drive. He'll always make his couple of appearances next week.
You got that right. It's a short drive for him from his estate.
Ah, the Wolfel Palace.
Yes.
Hi, Gary. How are you?
Ah, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Ah, Gary, the Bucks. Well, we've been on this road before, the Bucks.
No, that's good enough. Say, all Gary, the Bucks, and that's Gary it. Can start talking.
All right, all Gary, finish this statement. All Gary, okay. The Bucks. We've been down this road before.
We have indeed, but there is still hope.
There is still
hope. Hope reigns eternal, right?
And I think I've heard that answer from you before with these guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, let's face it. You know, starting out, they don't have Parker, arguably their second best player. They haven't had Poletovich, Dellavedova. Bledsoe is having a tough time in his transition, especially from three-point range. And they lost a little intensity. So, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. I mean, they have issues, no doubt about it. But, you know, again, they're also playing in the Eastern Conference, so anything can happen in the Eastern Conference, right?
Where they are currently the ninth seed. All right, part of our Bucks Tuesdays is that we dissect the playoff rankings, which we did earlier today. 8-8. It's been an up and down season. There's been some really good, and then there's been some really depressing. But I think last night just felt like a game that we've seen 45 times in the Jason Kidd tenure. And I know he wasn't there last night, but you play a good team, you play them close. It's halftime. You're up by one. You know you're going to lose by 12.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean, the Bucks have to play a high level of defense to be competitive. And unfortunately, last night, they didn't play, you know, that well defensively. They certainly didn't play well defensively down in Dallas. But, you know, I was talking to Sparky last night on the post-game show. Washington just has so much firepower. I mean, just go up and down the lineup. They probably have six legitimate guys that can get them anywhere from 15 or more points. You know, you go to the Bucks lineup and you go, okay, you got Giannis and you got Middleton and you have who? You know, I mean, there's such a distinct drop-off after that until Eric Bledsoe really, really feels comfortable. And it seems to me like he's almost deferring, you know. I mean, there were a couple of times last night he went to the basket and looked like he had, you know, a clean layup, and all of a sudden he's passing the ball. So I'm not sure if he's trying to, you know, just blend in and be the good teammate or not. But the bottom line is Eric Bledsoe was brought to Milwaukee to score the ball, mm-hmm. and he's got to get 18 to 20 points for them to, you know, be a good team.
Is there 18 to 20 points out there for him?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a proven track record of being a scorer. Yeah. I mean, you know, all through his career, that's the one thing he can do.
But, I mean, on this team, though, where you got Middleton getting his and you got Giannis, of course, getting his?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially, I mean, you know, there are stretches when those guys aren't on the floor. And that's why I advocated, even before they acquired Eric Bledsoe, I said, you know, if they do get him, they should really have a long, hard talk with him and ask him to be the sixth man. And they got two good scorers on the floor to open the lineup with Middleton and Giannis. That's not an issue. But after that, you go to the second string, and there's no scoring punch. And I think he'd just be, you know, an absolutely terrific sixth man. But whether he would ever accept that role, you know, I doubt it.
Do you think Middleton ultimately would be the sixth man on a NBA championship caliber team?
Yeah, I would think so. But, you know, again, you know, for instance, if he played with Golden State, would he start?
No.
Probably not, right?
No.
If he went to Boston, would he start?
Probably not either there. Either, no, sixth man. That's what I'm saying. I think Middleton would be a sixth man on a championship-level team. If the Bucks ever get to that level, he's the sixth man.
But I'll tell you what, he's still, nevertheless, a pretty darn good player. And, you know, I actually felt bad for him last night because when Giannis is on the floor, it seemed like nobody else wanted to step up and be assertive and be a scorer. And Middleton had to carry that load, and it's not fair to him, you know, to do that.
Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball insider here on The Fan. No Jason Kidd last night, as we mentioned. So Joe Prunty taking the reins. Is he going to – so I wonder if Jason Kidd, how much of the game he saw last night, does he know that Gary Payton got more time than Malcolm Brogdon?
Was he changing diapers, you think, last night?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you brought up a great point. Somebody asked Prunty last night about Brogdon, you know, why he didn't play minutes. He played 17 minutes last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's averaging 31, okay? And they said, you know, is he hurt or, you know, does he have an issue? And Prunty, you know, denied it right away. Then why didn't he play 31 minutes?
Well, he played Glove Jr., that's why.
Yeah, but even at that, I mean, Brogdon's the guy. I mean, I thought Gary played very well, but at the same point, Brogdon's your guy. You got to go with him. You know, I mean, the guy's the reigning rookie of the year, and he's played well. I mean, if he was struggling this year, I'd say, okay, fine, don't play him. To me, he might be hurt, you know, and if that's the case, then the Bucks are going to be in a world of hurt. So we'll see.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, they need Brogdon to play and play meaningful minutes. I don't know if they were trying to send him a message by benching him in the second quarter, and then, you know, Payton comes out and plays the third quarter. It just, it felt like they felt that there was was there an energy issue with Brogdon on the floor?
There never is. Brogdon's the ultimate professional. Mm-hmm. He shows up every night. So, I'm inclined to think something's wrong. We have talked about this before about his foot. He's had foot issues. And last year, Jason Kidd, you know, monitored his minutes to make sure that he wouldn't, you know, overdo it. So, again, if you ask me, I think he's got some kind of an injury, and that's why his minutes were restricted. But if it wasn't, then you got to wonder.
Gary Wolfel, our Milwaukee basketball insider with the Racine Journal Times, Wolfel's PressBox.com. Anybody that we should be on the radar for? I know the Jahlil Okafor rumors are rampant. The Bucks still going with John Henson for 26 minutes a night.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Okafor rumors are legit. You know, I've talked to several people in the NBA, and I think both teams, not both teams, 76ers are waiting for a good deal. They want a first-round pick, and they're pretty convinced that they can't get a first-round pick. I think the rest of the league believes that because Okafor doesn't fit into their plans, because Okafor has had some off-the-court issues, that when push comes to shove, that the Sixers will take a second-round pick. And then I would imagine basically the whole league will try to get them, you know, in some manner. But right now I think it's just a lot of plotting on both teams.
Gary, you going to have a good Thanksgiving? Any plans?
Yeah, I'm heading up to Fox Hills up towards Manitowoc for a few days with family. So it'll do wonders for my diet, right?
Well, but you can work it off on the golf course there. They got 36.
That's true. Are you coming up?
you know, as I told you last night, I was there a couple of times during the summertime. I love Fox Hills. I do. It's a little dated, but I like it. I don't mind stuff that's a little dated.
Yeah, the link. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, no, it's a very nice place, and looking forward to it. And I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving as well.
You too. Have a good one, man.
We'll see you at the toy drive, Gary.
See you, Gary.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.